Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 14th, 2016. So, let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Jupiter is the planet of laws, courts, and judges. Rahu is the significator of transformations, confusion, and emergencies. The two of them have been closely conjunct since early January in the sign Leo, causing problems for anything associated with courts, judges, and judgment. Leo is the ninth house of the USA Vedic astrology chart. The ninth house of a country's chart signifies the country's legal system and the high court. Antonin Scalia, the outspoken, fiery jurist who was the longest-serving judge on the U.S. Supreme Court, unexpectedly died Saturday, February 13th. This immediately throws the Supreme Court into turmoil. Since Judge Scalia was one of the pillars of the conservative majority on the court, finding someone to fill the vacancy who is acceptable to both President Obama and the Republican Senate will not be easy. The Republicans are already threatening to block any nomination by the president. The court may have to wait for 2017, after the presidential elections, for the new justice to be chosen. Retrograde Jupiter is the planet of judgment, and therefore judges and courts. The retrograde motion causes delay to the planet's significations. Rahu is an eclipse point, and therefore generates confusion. Jupiter is still retrograde until May 9th, when it goes back to normal forward motion, indicating potential return to normal functioning, but Rahu remains close to Jupiter for several more months. It was another week of presidential debates. The Democrats took to the stage on Thursday night. Sanders versus Clinton, again. And again, there were some testy exchanges. Note, too, Hillary's outfit. The Hunger Games look, instead of the usual pantsuit. Is there something going on here? Hillary kept her cool better than the previous debate. Seems the controlling influence of Saturn transiting in her second house of speaking is having some more effect. And then, at the end of that debate, Mrs. Clinton finally said what I had been waiting for someone to point out, that Bernie Sanders is a one-trick pony. In her words, "Here's the point I want to make tonight. I am not a single-issue candidate, and I do not believe we live in a single-issue country." Senator Sanders, as always, stayed on message. "The economy is rigged for Wall Street, and I'm going to change that." Then, on Saturday, it was the Republicans' turn, with the field now winnowed down to just six: Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich, Bush, and Carson. The GOP debate was a lot more exciting. No effort here to disguise mutual animosities. Things got really heated. Lots of shouting, with the audience hooting and hollering. The Republican circular firing squad was on full display. The lack of civility was, quite frankly, amazing. Hard to believe these guys are vying for the opportunity to be President of the United States. Astrologically, what's notable here is that the moon, which signifies emotions, was in Aries, a fire sign, and directly opposite Mars, the planet of combat. So, Quite a display of fiery emotions in this debate. And of course, the planet of truth, Jupiter, still retrograde, still eclipsed by Rahu, and hidden away in the 12th house of loss. Going back a ways, last Tuesday was the New Hampshire primary. This time, the pundits got it right. The expected winners were Bernie Sanders for the Democrats and Donald Trump for the Republicans. Where the pundits got it wrong was in the margin of victory for the winners, which was much larger than was expected. The chart of the beginning of the election clearly showed a feisty electorate on a social mission, as indicated by Mars rising in idealistic Libra. So, the top winners chosen by the Granite State voters were a Jewish Democratic Socialist and a racist, sexist, xenophobic demagogue. Both definitely a rebuke to the establishment of their respective parties, no doubt about it. The Vedic astrology chart of the United States shows the problem. Uranus, planet of rebellion, is still transiting in the fourth house of the common people, and exactly opposite natal Saturn, planet of the establishment. And this transit combination is not going away, not for a few more months anyway. But the Uranus transit in Pisces has been going on since 2010, so what else is there to explain this unusual presidential campaign season? Last year was the beginning of the Rahu major period for the USA. Rahu is a significator of transformation and is, if anything, non-traditional. And here it is in the eighth house, the house of transformation, major changes, and regeneration. So, the time is right for something dramatic, and definitely not the usual for this country. The 12th house of a country's chart stands for criminal activity, terrorists, conspiracies, foreign agents. In the USA chart, Saturn and Mars will be transiting in the 12th house from February 20th until September 17th. Mars in the 12th house is the planet of attack in the house of the hidden actions, indicating an attack from a hidden enemy. Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, is transiting in this part of the USA chart as well, and the two together form a rather ominous combination. U.S. intelligence chiefs testified Tuesday on Capitol Hill that an attack by ISIS on U.S. soil this year is likely, saying that ISIS will probably attempt to conduct additional attacks in Europe and attempt direct attacks on the U.S. homeland in 2016. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said that ISIS would also attempt to hide operatives in the flow of migrants moving en masse at the moment. Okay, on that cheerful note, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.